This is the first time that the 1491s have ventured away from YouTube video skits and have done a full-blown theatrical production. How's it feel?
It feels really good. I mean, it's pretty amazing to, you know, we're so used to seeing our videos and making our videos for YouTube that it's pretty amazing to watch a play that feels, in the good way that it feels when we make those videos, it felt the same way on the stage. It's just bigger production. But we also embrace the raw and low budgetness, you know, of ourselves. Like, that's part of our charm, is like not being fancy, and the play stays true to that.
I'm so excited for this entire play, but I think the purpose of this was to really our best attempt to subvert the narrative of what it means to be a Native person in the world right now. I like that we are not afraid to make fun and tease white people in this space, and really to challenge the notions of what it means to be an ally. What does it mean to be Native? I think that's the biggest thing, is like, we went into this with, I guess, a intention to like just challenge everything. Challenge how do we see ourselves as Native people? How do white folks see us? How does the outside world see us in general? So I feel like I'm pretty happy with the accomplishment here.
Do you think that comedy is a better kind of a vehicle to convey certain messages than a more straightforward, serious, dramatic production?
Maybe it is, maybe it's not. I don't know. Comedy is different. I mean, like, drama, you know, it's very straightforward. It has this very straightforward purpose, right? Comedy is all over the place. There are people that hate whatever the joke is, and there are people that love whatever the joke is, especially the type of stuff that we're talking about. But I personally think that comedy as an art form, as this piece of media, can be an incredible tool to just totally subvert people's expectations about things. And I find it very beneficial to see when people actually decide that they don't like a joke, or that they don't understand it, as long as it kind of makes them think about certain things. And people who walk out, that's fine. That's fine. You know what? It's fine.
Giving the general American population access to this type of humor gives the rest of the public a more well-rounded, dimensionalized view of indigenous people, and hopefully makes people treat them better. It makes them critically think about the times throughout the general public or pop culture when audiences may interact with indigenous content. And I think when you put it into humor, it opens people up, and it makes them vulnerable to those voices that are often left out.
I think comedy is the most effective way to deal with issues of trauma and darkness when it's needed. You know, we need to laugh sometimes, and we need to allow ourselves the freedom to laugh. And I think that's, I hope this play, The Between Two Knees, helps us accomplish that.
Now, there's some people who feel that theater in general should be a very comfortable, casual experience. You sit in a chair for a couple hours and walk away feeling entertained. But in comedy like this, I mean, it could be edgy. You could be offending non-Indians. It could be offending Indians, too, in the crowd. Should theater be provocative and push back sometimes?
I mean, yeah, obviously. Yeah, theater needs to be provocative. But, I mean, I don't know. There's room for all sorts of, I mean, it doesn't matter what kind of art you're making. I mean, there's stuff that the craft of, like, pop songs is just as valid as something that's, like, not so poppy and weird. And I think that if you have something to say and it's challenging, then you should try and find a way to make it at least, if not, like, palatable, then digestible anyway. So even if you have to force feed it down their mouths, at least they got to eat it. Like, for us, the comedy has been a way for us to deal with our own stuff, not for the audience. We're just making ourselves laugh, first and foremost. So we don't really put a lot of thought into what the audience is going to think. We just don't care. Like, if it's making us laugh, we figure it'll probably make other people laugh. But we don't really think about the end product in terms of that kind of impact. We're just like, does this speak to us? Is it making us laugh? Is this funny to us? That kind of thing. And if it is, then it usually sticks into what we're doing.
Yeah, I think art in general, you know, is best when it's polarizing. You know, like I just mentioned, comedy making a message digestible. But I also think that, challenging audiences is really important, and we do that. I think people will that connect with it connect with it, but the people that don't connect with it are also connecting with it on another level, and no matter what, the message is coming through.
No, especially with comedy, I think bad comedy panders. If everybody's laughing at every single joke, then I think that we've probably done something wrong. This art form, all forms of art, should be done with purpose and should be having layers to them and be well thought, you know? And so, especially with the comedy that we like to create, it can be very subversive, even when it's irreverent.
As a writer, this was a collaborative effort. Is there any one particular bit in Between Two Knees that you're especially proud of, something that you found really provocative, funny, offbeat, just something you're really proud to put your name on?
Yeah, I did the explosion. That was me. it was one of the things that I put in there. But it still makes me laugh because I had just put it in the script as a placeholder while we were writing, and then it never got deleted. And then when I showed up here, I was like, that's just a placeholder. It can be, and they're like, no, it's already happening. And they told me that they'd already sent stuff to costume and they'd started working on the outfit. And so that ship had sailed. And watching James Ryan do that is a treat every time.
My favorite part, I guess, is the contribution that the actors make to the telling of the story and how amazing it is to watch them work together to tell this story and to help deliver the comedy.
Is there any one particular message that you want the audience to leave with?
No. No, there isn't. There's too many messages. There ain't one particular message, in all honesty. Like, a lot of this is, like, really, you know, I don't know if I should call it racially charged necessarily, but I think that it gets perceived in that way a lot. But it's the comedy and the humor and the things that people take away from it, I hope are a little more introspective. And when I say people, I mean all people. There's a lot of things in here that are like jokes about American history, jokes about white people, and jokes about Indians. And I hope that this helps Native people kind of take a look at how we tell stories and how we cope with our histories and all of the things, from the traumas, the heartaches, to the happiness and the joy. This is we hope that it helps our people, you know, kind of think about these things, but critically too. We don't just go, I don't think that we go easy on Indians either. I think that there's some very biting criticisms about people from our own communities within this play as well. And I'm curious to see how that is perceived by our audiences.
And even within our group, each version of us has our own type of humor that we're kind of more prone to. But when you give people access to that and you show them that, maybe it... might change the way they vote, might change the type of baseball teams they support or football teams they support, might change the way that the movies that they go see, might change what they put in front of their children, might change the way that the things that they tell their children, which then affects the lives of my children. So for OSF to put us on the stage like this and give us this type of voice and this kind of platform and expose us to give us this type of audience exposure to a demographic that generally doesn't search for our content is a blessing. And I think it may have long-lasting effects, probably have a long-lasting effect on my life and maybe other people's lives that come into contact with the play.
Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, I'm cool. Come see the play.
It's been really great being here in Oregon. It's been great. It's such so many of us didn't have any experience with plays, but you know, OSF has been so helpful to us and has really helped us really kind of find our voice within theater.